Chapter 1. Welcome to beautiful Hickory Valley, Maryland, home to my family, the Lees. We live in your typical house, two stories, three if you count the basement, and a big yard. Someone is always losing a toy out in it. But don't worry, Watson, our dog, will always find it. Eventually. As for me, I'm Avery Annie Lee. I have my very own, totally amazing room. I have my own closet, a fancy canopy bed, and most importantly, space to work on my art. Just kidding. I am one of seven kids, which means I share my room with my younger sister. And the only reason I have any space for my art is because my bed is high up like a bunk bed, but with a built-in desk underneath it.
Now, it's time for clarinet practice.
Help me, Avery. I can't find my other rainbow shoe.
Help us. Why are you all still in bed?
Yeah, how can you sleep when Pearl's making those awful noises?
Hey!
Avery, get up. I need my rainbow shoe for the last day of preschool. Please.
For the last day.
I'm coming. Let's go check your room. Juliet and Josie sleep in the room next to me.
Don't worry, Mommy. Avery's gonna find it.
Oh, thanks so much, Avery. I'm gonna go finish brushing my teeth.
No problem. Let's see. Nope, not in the closet.
Not here.
Let's check your toy chest next.
My rainbow shoes make me so magical. They could turn me into a dragon.
I'm the baby dragon. Sloth is a baby dragon.
Slothy is Josie's stuffed animal that she never goes anywhere without. Found it! It was in the toy chest.
Josie and Slothy probably put it there. Ugh. Pearl started her clarinet practice.
Could you hold B for a minute, Avery? She won't let me put her down.
Sure.
How are you going to learn to crawl if we're always holding you, silly?
Come here, cutie. Don't ever crawl, B, okay? Then you might start getting into my stuff. Max, what do you have there?
You give that back right now. Mom, Max climbed on my bookcase again.
Book.
Avery, listen to my new symbols.
Book. Patty.
Don't you dare put my book in the toilet, Dad.
Oh, B, that's my hair you're pulling.
Every last Lee, come downstairs. Time for breakfast.
Breakfast time, baby dragon.
Breakfast time, Flossie.
That's right. There are seven kids in my family, and this is a typical morning for us. I can't believe it's the last day of school. What?
You can't wear your PJs to school.
Huh? I was so busy helping everyone that I forgot to get dressed. Pearl and I walk to school together every day.
Is Dad really all done teaching high school?
Yep, for the summer anyway. He finished 2 days ago.
So no more babysitters while Mom's at her internship.
No more babysitters all summer. Except me.
You're not a babysitter. You're a big sister.
Hickory Valley really was beautiful.
Avery, come on.
You can go ahead. We're almost there. I want to draw this daisy. Perfect for an artist like me.
I can't go by myself. What if I get lost?
But my own room?
Avery!
All right, I'm coming. With the peace and quiet to just be me? That was my dream. Before we go any further, here's a reminder of all the people in my family. I know, seven kids, two parents, two pets, and a stuffed animal sloth are a lot to keep track of. There's Theo, age 13. Theo loves to read, and we used to be